The date for the end of the curfew is approaching on February 8th, and many people are wondering what will happen after this certain date. I'm talking to the MNA for the Pontiac, André Fortin, about this topic. And Monsieur Fortin, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So what is your position on this topic, and what do you hope to see after the curfew?
Well, February 8th is coming fast. There's a number of restrictions currently in place. But thankfully, the number of cases in our region remains very low. The number of cases across the Outaouais has been dipping for quite some time. The situation in our hospitals seems to have stabilized, if not reduced. So it is time for the government to consider what options can be looked at in order to ease some of the restrictions that are currently in place. So that's the request that I have for government. For a place like the Pontiac, where there are currently, from the latest number I heard from the health board, there are currently 2 active cases out of a population of 14,000. The restrictions do seem pretty severe and have grave impact on our businesses. So it is time for government to look at what they can do in order to ease the restrictions in places like ours, where the risk is fairly low. Now, if they're going to do that, if they will ease certain restrictions, and I'm no public health expert, so I don't know which ones exactly pose the less risk. But if government's going to reduce them, they do have to keep a watchful eye on the situation, on the number of cases, because as we've seen in other regions, it can flare up pretty quickly.
Yeah, and now jumping from COVID-19, earlier this week you had an interview in French with my colleague François Carrier, where he asked you a question about the situation on Île du Grand Calumet. Can you tell us what you mentioned to him in connection with the difficulties of this municipality, which has constantly been in the media now for several years?
Yeah, I'm putting myself in the shoes of the residents of Calumet Island, and it's got to be an incredibly frustrating situation. It seems to be one where there is a revolving door in terms of the management of the municipality, in terms of some of the elected officials as well. And there's always a bunch of news stories that are coming out of the municipality because CHIP is doing its work, but because there are situations that do arise, and it has to be frustrating. As a taxpayer, as a citizen, you expect pay your taxes, provide some funds to the municipality so that they can properly offer services. You don't expect the municipality to be in the news constantly over issues like the ones you've reported. So in terms of the latest issue that you've reported regarding the mayor, it's still under investigation by the Municipal Commission of Quebec. But I certainly am looking forward to the results of that investigation. And I'm looking forward to a more stable environment for taxpayers and citizens of Calumet Island.
Yeah, so we'll continue to monitor the situation at Île du Grand Calumet. Now, kind of jumping back to COVID-19, we're doing a little bit of jumping back and forth. High-speed internet accessibility is back in the news during the pandemic. What would be the most efficient way to have high-speed internet everywhere in the areas like the Pontiac?
Well, the MRC has a good project that they've put on the table that they've developed in order to get high-speed right across the region. They've applied to the CRTC fund, and hopefully they get an answer quickly so that these projects can be put in place. But at the same time, the Bell projects that were announced maybe two and some years ago now, they do have to be completed. Legally, they have to be completed by the summer. So I'm hoping that many residents, many citizens will see improvements to the quality of their internet infrastructure over the coming months. And at the same time, I'm certainly hopeful that the government of Quebec does put additional money in its budget for high-speed internet, because they've promised, this was their campaign promise, and this is what they reiterate when asked about it, that every Quebecer will have access to high-speed internet by the end of their mandate in October 2022. That's a very firm engagement on their part, and I will keep them accountable to that. We'll keep asking questions about it to make sure that it does happen, because for the residents of the Pontiac, it is a priority. And in the current environment where the government itself is asking you or is forcing telework and is forcing students to study from home and follow their courses online, it's become inevitable that service be put in place.
Yeah, and you mentioned teleworking as well. We were talking a little bit beforehand how it's a pretty nice day out today, but it still is pretty cold, and how you're working from home. How has the pandemic affected how you work in the riding here in the Pontiac?
Well, I think it's the same for everybody who's working from home. You don't see as many people as you used to, which is the whole point of it. But for somebody in my position where the job really is to stay connected to people and to take what you hear from them and bring it to Quebec City, bring it to the ministers and the premier and the government, it certainly does pose some challenges. So we're trying to keep in touch with as many citizens as we can through Zoom meetings, through phone calls, through Facebook queries, but it's just not the same. You don't have access to as many folks as you used to. I'm one of the lucky ones who actually lives in his riding, so I do get to interact somewhat with local residents, but not being in the office, not going to local restaurants and coming across people does pose some challenges in that regard.
Yeah, and I've said this multiple times before as well, 2020, 2021, kind of the year of Zoom with this whole pandemic. So,
yeah, if you're a shareholder in Zoom, you're probably doing pretty well.
Yeah, well, André Falte, the MNE for the Pontiac, thank you for taking the time to talk about what you hope to see in the post-curfew here in Quebec, as well as some other topics in the Pontiac.
Great. Thanks for having me.